Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Please go there and check them out. You will get smarter when you read the great opinions and research of Ray, which is posted there. Also, the president of that fine organization, Karen Kerrigan, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Ray, tell us about SBE Council.
Cover policy issues from A to Z that affect small businesses and entrepreneurship and the economy in general. And we also engage in a whole host of other activities and work with folks, including you, Jim, that, you know, hopefully we're bringing valuable information to small business owners on how to work, operate their businesses, grow their businesses. So it's really very, we've become more comprehensive in terms of things we're doing in recent years. And as you mentioned, if you want to find out real quick where your states rank, go to the Small Business Policy Index, also the Small Business Tax Index.
How your member of Commerce voted, Congress voted? On small
exactly,
business
and then as I said,
it's an incredible stack ranking there.
The book that we have out, Unleashing Small Business Through IP, you can actually get free on the website as well.
So check that out. Ray, we're talking about the challenges that we have in getting this economy going again. If we wound up with a pro-growth president, how long do you think that it would take to, or do you think that America could actually get back on a growth footing?
Oh, with the right policy, again, this is this challenge that we've been talking about, you know, the slow growth, the lack of private sector investment, we can go beyond that. You know, the fall off in entrepreneurship, the decline in productivity, you know, there are a whole host of things that are plaguing us right now. But, again, there's no mystery as to why. It's a very hostile public policy environment. So I think if you turn that around, and quite frankly, if there were clear signals being sent that this is serious and it's going and that effort is starting, I think you'd see a very quick response in the marketplace.
If we could get a president who would say, we're no longer going to try to come between employer and employee with things like the overtime rules. We're no longer going to assault the franchise industry of the United States. We're no longer going to pick on corporate America who chooses to open up a brand new plant in a right to work state. Those kinds of things. If an administration started doing things like that, I think the economy would leave the ground.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. If you were talking serious tax reform and relief, remember tax, we need tax relief because we've had people keep forgetting about that. There was a massive tax increase at the beginning of 2013.
That's right.
And people forget that. So on the regulatory front, reform and regulatory relief, because, again, it can't, you know, the increase in regulation under this current president has been, it's hyper-regulation. So if we can get reform and relief there, if we can get back to being a leader in terms of reducing trade barriers and opening up free trade, you know, guess what, folks? Small business owners understand this. You know, 95% of consumers are outside the United States. So if we engage more in terms of getting trade agreements that lower barriers to trade, tariffs, quotas, and boost intellectual property protection.
Who is that president?
That's a huge
Ray,
one.
Who is that president?
I have
who is
no
that
idea.
Candidate?
I have no idea.
Because part of what we just said sounds like Trump, but part of it doesn't sound like Trump. None of
it.
I have to be honest. I have to be honest, folks. Just call it like it is. None of that sounds like Clinton.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, if you look, you know, without getting into
she's committed to continuing the anti-business practices of Obama.
Yeah, well, it's you know, when you look at their agendas, you know, it's hard to see where this lines up with that. So, yeah.
Well, I would like for any politician, but especially the Democrats, to remember the words of their late visionary, Paul Tsongas, Senator Paul Tsongas from Massachusetts, who said, Ray, you want to say it?
No, you can say it because I can't remember it right now.
He said, our party has got to realize that we can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Right, right, right. And you know what? They could go back to John F. Kennedy.
And then he died. I don't know why, you know, but he died.
They could go back to John F. Kennedy and what he said about taxes, and yeah. which was, you know, to the amazement of many, it was a... He made a speech to the Economic Club of New York, and it was an unabashed supply-side speech
oh, yeah.
on taxes.
Do you think the economy will continue as it's going right now, around 2% the rest of the year?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Not much different. Hey, Ray, yep. thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbcouncil.org, sbecouncil.org. You've heard me recommend them for years now. Please check it out. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.